from a tree. Cause you don't understand just what you mean to me. I'm down, and rolling around on the ground. Something inside me tear. My head is looping in despair. All falls away, now I'm nowhere.
Try to be holy. real world. I show myself out.
Welcome back to the charts. That was Donovan Wood with 116 West Main, Durham, North Carolina. Feel It by Begonia. Laughing's Bruised. John McKeel with Still Life. And Charlotte Day Wilson started off that set at number 10 with a song called Do You Still from her album Cyan Blue. Coming up now, some heavier stuff from Metz. We'll listen to Glass Eye at 5, followed by heavy stuff as well from the Antiqueens featuring Brenna Red. We're going to listen to Apocalypse She from the Antiqueens album Disenchanted. And at number 3, we've got Nice Try by Cola from The Gloss. So here's Metz right now with Glass Eye.
Night is falling, my mouth is dry. something to say.
the charts. At number three, we just heard Cola with Nice Try, the Anti-Queens featuring Brenna Red. That song was called Apocalypse She, and Metz from their album Up on Gravity Hill. This week at number five, we listened to Glass Eye from It. Coming up now at number two, we've got Iskwe from her album Nina. We'll listen to the lovely track called Caught in the Waves. And who's at number one in the charts this week? In the Earshot charts across the country, charting away at campus and community stations everywhere, Wyatt C. Lewis with his album Chandler. From It, we are going to listen to Wild from the album this week at number one. Thanks for tuning into the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and broadcasting at other amazing stations across Canada. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Once in a while, when I'm face down dancing with you. she asked me how I found out so soon. It took only 1 week till this all felt like fate. Get on by, stay high to the sea.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Putting on a virtual reality headset can transport you to faraway lands. But it can also offer a glimpse of how your own community could change as the climate warms.
There's that punch in the gut kind of that you get when you see things in that immersive environment that you can't replicate with other technologies.
Giuliano Khalil is the founder of Virtual Planet Technologies. The company partners with cities and nonprofits to develop interactive VR films depicting sea level rise and other climate impacts. In Santa Cruz, California, where the company is based, his team created a VR experience that shows how coastal erosion, extreme storms, and moderate sea level rise could cause major flooding. Viewers get a 360-degree look at beaches and streets disappearing underwater.
But more importantly, we can also show them some of the solutions, what we can do about it.
People can see how building a seawall or planting dunes with native grasses could limit flooding, and they can toggle between different versions of their future city. Khalil says surveys of residents that have tried out the VR experience show that it helped build awareness of the risks their community faces and steps that could be taken to help protect it. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.